listener production.
Good morning, it's Madeline Larson here with a news briefing. There's sadly been another school shooting in the US. Police have now confirmed the shooter was a heavily armed 28-year-old woman after earlier indicating it may have been a teenager. US President Joe Biden has reacted to the tragic news.
It's sick. You know, we're still gathering the facts of what happened and why. And we do know that as of now, there are a number of people who did not make it, including children.
Meantime, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre has called on lawmakers to pass gun safety legislation.
We must do more, and he wants Congress to act, because enough is enough. In his State of the Union, the president called on Congress to do something to stop the epidemic of gun violence, tearing families apart, tearing communities apart.
Crown Resorts is now investigating a possible breach after it was contacted by hackers claiming they've gained access to files. In a statement, Crown says it's working with police to investigate, but no customer data has been compromised. Meantime, the scale of the Latitude Financial cyber attack is far larger than initially thought. The company has revealed 7.9 million Australian and New Zealand driver's license numbers and 53,000 passport numbers were stolen. It's all on top of those Optus and Medibank hacks, and expert Trevor Long says there are a couple of signs to look out for that might suggest your details have gotten into the wrong hands.
An increase in scam and spam email contact and SMS contact, looking at whether or not anyone's applying for credit under your name.
And Prince Harry is back in London, spotted at a high court for his case against the publisher of the Daily Mail. The Duke of Sussex is accusing Associated Newspapers Limited of engaging in criminal activity to gain information on him. He's not the only big name on the case. Elton John and Liz Hurley are also taking action against the publisher. Tigers defender Nathan Broad faces the music tonight, sent to the AFL Tribunal for a sling tackle. The incident concussed a young crow. It's tipped Broad will cop a minimum 3-game ban. Turning to NRL, Manly is determined it won't let a referee blunder derail their promising start to the season. The NRL has admitted the wrong call was made when Brad Parker was penalised for a forward pass in the Golden Point loss to Souths. The star centre's keen to move on and says he's not a fan of introducing ball tracking technology.
I think sometimes if you tamper with the game too much, it kind of ruins it. Just one of those things. It's an on-field decision, like we're like players, they make mistakes sometimes.
And the Socceroos are back in action tonight, facing Ecuador in another friendly in Melbourne. They will be without Harry Suter, though. Coach Graham Arnold says his star defender hasn't recovered from an ankle injury.
The swelling of it would have taken too long. We've got to have more faith in just one person, one player, and gives an opportunity to other players.
Taking a quick look at weather across the country, mostly sunny in Brisbane, reaching a top of 32, similar skies on the Gold Coast and 30, showers and a possible storm for Sydney, 27 the max, patchy showers for Melbourne and 23, rain for Hobart, 17 the max, a shower or two developing and 23 in Adelaide, sunny for Perth, getting up to 27 degrees. The Listener app is the new home of your local news. Join now to listen live or on demand.